Cause I'm in stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night alight. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not a massive BTS fan. Until now, you know, part of the joy of this podcast is the discovering new music. And my goodness, this tune by BTS is... I do like a certain aspect of BTS. I mean, it's an interesting video. I don't like the video really, but it's not meant for me, is it? It starts with one of them drinking a pint of milk, which is weird, isn't it? And then there's lots of Michael Jackson dancing, which again makes me think, what revelation about Michael Jackson will stop bands copying him? Celebrating him. Yeah, as I've said before, this just proves how good Michael Jackson's music is. It's the benchmark for entertainment quality. Only if people will still celebrate your moves after committing mass genocide are you actually any good. It's easy for people to like you if you haven't committed mass genocide, but commit mass genocide and still pull off light entertainment, that for me is the benchmark. And that is why I will always be a massive admirer of Pol Pot, who won the first series of Britain's Got Talent singing Nessun Dorma after previously killing 2 to 3 million Cambodians. That voice was clearly very, very special. Cause I'm in stars tonight. Throughout time and more, of course, people go looking for the scandal, look for the dynamite to break up pop groups, don't they, and ruin careers. BTS, there's been many kind of supposed scandals. People are trying to get scandals all the time. And the biggest, a condom was spotted in one of the band's rooms in a photo. This band member, Jin, had a condom in his room. And this was huge. As was the condom. King size scandal. Oh my God, a condom. It was only a few years ago, of course, that boy bands had to cover the fact they were having sex and had a penis. Ludicrous. It's very difficult to cover your tracks if your tracks are littered with semen, lots of underage girls and no condoms. BTS have had death threats, not about their penises specifically, but many were angry about it when the condom thing came out. It's like, how dare you have a penis if you're in a boy band? Clues in the name, they're boys. Why is it banned for a boy to have a penis in a boy band? It seems like we have an insatiable desire to watch successful things explode. I'm not specifically talking about boys' penises there now. Why is that? In the UK particularly, it's all about building the people up and then knocking them down. America and other places less so, but America now, all the way around the world, this is happening. People are looking for that one scandal in a pop star to ruin their careers forever. It's great news, but the main reason we want others to fail, well, it all comes down to the 7 deadly sins. Number 1, envy. Essentially, people are just jealous, bitter bastards, aren't they? Who can't stand for the pop stars to be having all the fun. It's understandable. Imagine being the journalist, having to follow these boy bands around the world. You get all the shit bits of being on tour, the travel, being knackered. None of the perks, which are, of course, the constant fucking without condoms. Get over it, journos. Let's celebrate boy bands and male musicians in their entirety. They, we, have penises, okay? Let's be proud as boys, as men. We have penises. Let's celebrate that. Greed. Greed, that's the next thing that people are knocking these bands. You know, you want some of that sweet dollar for yourself, don't you? The boy bands earn millions and you have like $28,000 per year, which the average boy band spends on condoms per day, which they don't use because they just leave them lying around their room by mistake. Absolutely, absolutely by mistake. Lust, you fancy the band member. These pop bands are obviously always very attractive boys, with one or two notable exceptions, but there would have been many. There would have been many that fancied this BTS member. After the condom was spotted in this guy Jin's room, because as I say, it was shown to be a king-sized condom. Yes, my friends, gluttony. They just couldn't get enough of that massive dick, could they? That Jin surely had to have a king-size condom. Now, let me tell you, it's your proudest moment when you learn you have to buy king-size condoms. Let me tell you that. Yes, from personal experience. I call this episode BTS, and that stands for Big Terrific Schlong. Why are people so shy about this? I've been shy all my life about this. Why? I'm coming out now with pride. It's massive. Jin's schling is massive. Pride. You know, these seven deadly sins are bullshit, aren't they? How is pride a deadly sin? I have immense pride about buying king-size condoms for Jin. And if this podcast was videoed or photographed, I would, like Jin, obviously, by mistake, I'd scatter those condoms around this kitchen. Yeah, I'm in a kitchen. And I won't be able to play the piano through the blanket of king-size condoms I'm braggadociously sloshed all over the keys. But that would anger some people, wouldn't it? Anger. I talked about this the other day in the mood episode. People get angry, don't they? For no reason. Oh, is Nathan Casti trying to surreptitiously use a comedy podcast to say he's got a big penis? That makes me angry. Why? Be happy for me if that was the case. Be happy for any of these boy bands. Stop trying to blow these penises apart with your dynamite. Your jealous knight. That doesn't work, does it? But I'll tell you what does work. Jin's big penis. Let me, Jin, let him, us. Let us be happy with the big penis. I tell you what it is, you know. If you get angry about, you know, musicians' success and achievements and massive penises, it's laziness. It's the final and worst of the deadly sins. It's sloth. Because Herman starts tonight. So watch me bring the fire and set the night alight. Sloth, that's right, you're being lazy. You're being lazy. Shoes on, get up in the morn. Cup of milk, let's rock and roll. I don't know the song. King Kong, kick the drum. Rolling on like a rolling stone. Stone. I don't know. And that's what Jin's penis weighs, a stone. You know? Sloth, if you're angry about this. You're being lazy. Let's celebrate gin, any other musician who, believe me, has a massive penis. You know, that's what they say, Satan finds mischief for idle hands. You know, and can we just take this moment then to use those idle hands to applaud gin and any other musician, you know, pianist, if you'll pardon the pun, with a massive penis. What a great thing. And by the way, before you write in, it's fine to have a small penis as well. Let's also celebrate the small penis. It's fine to have a small penis. There's condoms for the small penis as well. You know, people only get pleasure from the first inch, I'm told, by liars. And they're not called small condoms, you know, they're called, what are they called? They're called, close fit, aren't they? Snug. Just reading my packet. I mean, Iron Grip. Which would be three great names for boy bands. Oh, I love Close Fit. Oh, I love Snug. I love Iron Grip. They've all got tiny penis. You know, Close Fit, Snug, Iron Grip. Jin from BTS would never use these condoms, and I would never use them, because as I say, let's celebrate Jin for his massive penis. Because let's celebrate. Woo! Oh my God. I mean, thank God this is the 99th episode and not the 100th episode. Thank God this isn't a landmark episode. Because this episode is surely the most childish thing I've ever done. And unlike Michael Jackson, I don't like doing childish things. But with Nathan Cassidy, you never know what you're going to get. Until now, of course, that I've confirmed what you all half suspected. My penis is fucking enormous.